Setbacks and breakthroughs. A rocket explodes as medicine and physics advance. Blue Origin's new Glenn rocket exploded during testing at Cape Canaveral, delivering a significant setback to Jeff Bezos's space ambitions. New Glenn has been in development for more than a decade, and its timeline has already fallen substantially behind original projections. The explosion further delays Blue Origin's entry into the heavy lift launch market at a moment when SpaceX continues to advance its Falcon Heavy and Starship programs. The FDA approved the first immunotherapy combination for early-stage bladder cancer, clearing AstraZeneca's Imfinzi plus BCG as the first immunotherapy regimen for high-risk, non-muscle invasive bladder cancer, the most common form of the disease. The approval is notable for extending immunotherapy, which has primarily been deployed against advanced metastatic cancers, into earlier stage treatment, potentially establishing a precedent for similar approaches across other cancer types. A study found that pigeons navigate using magnetic sensors located in their livers rather than their brains, a discovery that could inform the development of bio-inspired navigation systems capable of functioning without GPS, a technology that remains vulnerable to jamming and interference. Researchers and military planners have noted potential applications for aircraft, ships, and autonomous vehicles operating in GPS-degraded environments. Two independent mathematical studies argued that dark energy, the theoretical construct that supposedly comprises approximately 68% of the universe, may be unnecessary to explain the cosmos's accelerating expansion, with general relativity and quantum mechanics potentially sufficient on their own. The researchers acknowledged that such claims require extensive observational validation before they could prompt revision of standard cosmological models. NVIDIA server manufacturer Wiwynn warned that AI infrastructure bottlenecks now extend well beyond memory constraints. Chair Emily Hong told Bloomberg that power delivery has become the top limiting factor, with shortages unlikely to ease before late 2027. Unlike chip or memory shortages addressable through increased production, power delivery constraints require electrical infrastructure upgrades involving lengthy permitting and construction timelines.